The Guardian.
Well, I would generally be opposed to any unjustified reduction in the time limit because it has a consequence for the welfare of patients. There's a small number of women, and we're talking about less than 2% of abortions taking place after 20 weeks, but those women are very vulnerable. They have dreadful life circumstances that require them to consider having an abortion that late, and their access needs to be defended unless there's a good reason. Now, one good reason might be, for many MPs, a reduction in the threshold of viability, that is, a reduction in the current 24-week point at which fetuses become capable of independent survival outside of the woman's body, or at least have a decent chance of survival without serious abnormality. The medical evidence, the clinical opinion, the doctor's advice is that threshold of viability has not reduced from 24 weeks. There's a consensus from the BMA and the Medical Royal Colleges and the Royal College of Nursing about that. And so it's wrong to, I think, uncouple the upper time limit from the medical advice about the threshold of viability, especially when it's going to cause such damage to the life prospects and welfare of some very vulnerable women.
MPs who do want to reduce the abortion time limit say that there is scientific evidence that babies kick at 19 weeks, that shows that they're alive, and that fetuses can feel pain at 18 weeks.
Babies have always kicked at 19 weeks, but that doesn't mean that the time limit's 19 weeks. Viability is defined as the point at which a fetus, if outside the woman's body, has a reasonable chance of surviving without serious abnormality. And that's 24 weeks, and there's medical consensus from all the organisations, including paediatricians and obstetricians, whose job it is to care for women and babies, that is 24 weeks. The question of fetal pain is not a new one. The scientific consensus in this country, as found by the Science and Technology Select Committee in its inquiry last October, is that fetuses can't really feel pain consciously at least until 26 weeks, and probably not until birth.
What about the ethical arguments? Because in England and Wales in 2006, there were 194,000 abortions carried out. That's 8,000 more than in the previous year. Ian Duncan-Smith says the rising number of abortions shows a casual disregard for the sanctity of life. What would you say to that?
Well, if you're anti-abortion, then any abortion is ethically unacceptable. If you're not anti-abortion, if you think women should have control of their bodies and have reproductive autonomy, then you would still want to reduce the number of abortions. And what really the number of abortions tells us is the number of unwanted pregnancies. That's the fundamental issue. And the best way to tackle that, as other countries have shown, is to have much better sex and relationships education than we have, and much better access to effective, for example, long-acting reversible contraception and emergency contraception. Now, I know that Ian Duncan-Smith is against better sex and relationships education and against better access to effective contraception. So I think the family values people, so-called, have to be logical and rational here. I would say that we need to reduce the number of unwanted pregnancies. But for the 1.5% of women in very difficult circumstances late in pregnancy, to limit their rights when one's concerned about the overall number is absolutely the wrong way of doing it.
Do you expect to win tomorrow's vote?
Well, I don't make any predictions. What we need to do is make the very clear arguments that in 1990 the House voted on the basis, I think, of correct, sound medical advice and scientific research to link the upper abortion time limit with the threshold of viability. There isn't an anti-abortion majority in the House of Commons, and that's why I think the anti-abortionists will not get their way.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.